You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So the Agricultural Research Council, along with a few other associates and interested parties in the agri space, released an ENZO report. It's a very detailed report that looks at a lot of weather conditions and the impact that those conditions have had on our agri space in general, but also on things like production and what else we know from an agricultural perspective. I'm joined on the line by Johan Malharba, who is the senior researcher for the Agricultural Research Council and a contributor towards this report, to take a look at the report and try and understand it. Good evening, Johan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding the ENZO report. What is the report and how do we sort of compile it and put it together, or how did industry put it together?
Thank you, Jimmy. The ENZO report, ENZO in the first place, it stands for El Niño Southern Oscillation, and that is a climate phenomenon that influences South African weather. ENZO stands for El Niño Southern Oscillation, as I mentioned, and that means it is a sea as well as an atmospheric phenomenon, Southern Oscillation being in the atmosphere and El Niño being in the ocean. This report specifically looked at the development of the El Niño during this time and also what we saw in South Africa with respect to the potential impacts of El Niño. Because generally, South Africa is a warmer and drier country, especially over the summer rainfall region, when we have an El Niño event, such as what we had this year. On the contrary, when we have a La Niña event, like we had the previous three summers, we are usually seeing cooler and wetter conditions over the summer rainfall region during summer. So this report then looked at the El Niño. It looked at the temperatures recorded in South Africa, some agricultural impacts, also the rainfall recorded over South Africa, and then just a short the impact on dams, and then just a short take-home message as well.
Johan, this report said that the El Niño that was experienced this time around was the fourth strongest on record. In simple English, what does that mean?
When they look at the strength of the El Niño, they basically look at the region in the Pacific Ocean, the central to eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean, specifically, let's say, 5 degrees north and south of the equator, and they look at the sea surface temperature anomaly. In other words, how does it differ from the long-term average? Now, your long-term average varies over time. It is usually a bit lower during December and a bit higher by our autumn, like April and May. So this is just measured by saying how much warmer is the water over that area of the equatorial Pacific, central to eastern equatorial Pacific, than the long-term average. So if they say fourth strongest, then in that region, the sea surface temperatures for a specific time of the year, in this case, let's say December, they were about the fourth highest on record. And usually those records start many years ago. I mean, the El Niño is tracked since the mid to late 1800s.
Wow. So, Johan, what does that then mean for South Africa, for the impact that this will then have on South Africa, on crop season, on the agri space, on things like the dam capacity? All of that's covered in the report, but what does it actually mean in terms of the impact on South Africa?
So this report, we had a few earlier ones as well, and this one specifically looked at what did happen up to a certain point, which was about mid-March and so forth. And the impacts that we saw in Southern Africa, actually not only in South Africa, was much lower rainfall, especially during the mid-January to end of March period, which is a very, very important period for crop production and grazing over this entire Southern African region. So we can say that the El Niño had a very strong impact this summer over our larger Southern African region, with the typical areas that is hit the hardest, including central to northern South Africa, also Botswana, Zimbabwe, and the southern half of Zambia, which is very important for their agricultural crop production. So this report then says that we had much lower rainfall and much higher temperatures over the region associated with the El Niño Southern Oscillation conditions in Southern Africa. It also looks at the impact on crops in South Africa specifically, and in Southern Africa, white maize is a very, very important staple for the production of maize meal. And specifically white maize was hit hard because in South Africa, we saw the strongest impact of El Nino over the central parts of the country, which includes the western grain production region of our summer rainfall region. And that includes then most of Northwest and the Free State. And that is a very important region for the production of specifically white maize, which is used for human consumption. And for that reason, this effect was quite strong in terms of food security over the region. We also have yellow maize that's produced a bit further east. And over in Mpumalanga, for example, which is further east, we had a less of such a strong impact on our maize production as over the east western parts. So then with dam levels also, some provinces in the country, even summer rainfall regions, see their dam levels now somewhat lower than they were by the end of our previous winter, which is quite anomalous. Usually you will see higher levels by the end of the summer. Now, luckily, we had three very wet summers associated with the La Nina, the converse of the El Nino, during the previous few summers. So our dam levels were quite high, but now they are lower than they were last year. And it is also for us an indication that we should watch the situation with regard to water in South Africa, specifically the summer rainfall region. We're now moving into our dry season, the winter. And if we don't see a good start to the next summer, or we have a weak summer rainy season again, we may start having big trouble like we saw in 2015-16 during the previous very strong El Nino over the region. However, at this stage, forecasts, and these are seasonal type forecasts by international institutions, they foresee maybe a change towards a more La Nina type of situation in the atmosphere globally. And usually that is associated with better rain over the summer rainfall region. But these type of forecasts for El Nino, you can really only place a lot of emphasis on them from about June, July. So we still have to wait a bit before we can really say, oh, there's a good indication of a change in these conditions that we've been experiencing.
Johan, are these changes as a result of global climate change? Is that factoring in here? I mean, we've been on a very big conversation, or we've been part of a very big global conversation around the effects of climate change and needing to decarbonize and all of those sorts of things. Are we seeing that the El Nino or La Nina phenomenons are being affected by the climate change situations that we're going through at the moment?
According to climate models, there may be a change in terms of the modeling of these type of events, El Nino and La Nina. They do foresee that with a warmer planet, it is possible that we may see more frequent extreme El Ninos, like the very strong ones, and maybe stronger La Nina. I said El Ninos, I should talk about El Nino events. So we may see more stronger and more frequent El Nino events in future, but also stronger La Nina events in future. So the climate system may jump a bit more between these stronger extremes, but it is not, I would say, observed yet. That is, but it is a theoretical thing that these climate change models do show for the future. At this stage, you know, we've had three La Nina summers in a row. So that is actually very good for our situation in South Africa with regard to production of food production and grazing and so forth, red meat as well. So at this stage, I won't say that this strong El Nino is an indication of climate change, except if you also accept that there are three previous summers with La Nina conditions were also part and parcel thereof. You know, we have a climate system that is variable over the planet, in this planet. And for example, since the period 1991-92 up to 1995, that was four years in a row, we had an El Nino, as a low-intensity El Nino, and we had major droughts over Southern Africa that lasted for quite a long time. So, you know, our climate system has a potential to provide us with a number of years in a row with an El Nino or a La Nina. So at this stage, we are kind of better off than we have been in the past when we have seen, you know, protracted El Ninos happening. Now, we can't for certain say that this El Nino is going to be followed by a La Nina, but it does look like it according to the current forecasts. I think a major problem will arise when we see a number of years with El Nino again happening. And over and above that, we also see somewhat higher temperatures because we know that our previous strong El Nino and this El Nino resulted in very high maximum temperatures over the country, which has a direct impact on crop production. So maybe also to say one thing, we have seen upward trends in average maximum temperatures in some parts of Southern Africa. And given that and the effect of El Nino is usually El Nino events usually providing us with higher temperatures over the Southern Africa, we might see that the impact of El Nino droughts could be exacerbated, not necessarily only because of lower rainfall during such events, but also possibly due to higher temperatures during such events.
Well, there you have it, folks. We've got an understanding or a better comprehensive understanding of some of the driving factors that have affected the agricultural space of late. Thank you so much, Johan, for that update. That's Johan Malharbo, who is the senior researcher at the Agricultural Research Council, joining me to reflect on the latest ENSO report that hopefully provides some clarity on what's been happening with regards to the weather and the agri space.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.